Hey, this is Matty V coming in again with another episode of the Fattening of America weekly podcast where I share with you thoughts, ideas, and different things that I've had on my mind. Well, I am back from Jersey. It's going to be a twofer this week. I neglected to post last week's episode, so you're going to get last week's episode and this week's episode both on the same day, if you can believe it. So yes, I did drive out on Friday to New Jersey and the Asbury Park Comic Con. It was an interesting drive, I must say. Boring for the most part. Pennsylvania is, at least the parts of Pennsylvania I saw, were pretty much a pain in the keister because it was just miles and miles and miles of pasture land, farmhouses. Nothing really too spectacular until we got to the, I believe it's the Appalachians. It was in the mountains or whatever. Then it got a little bit hairy, going up and down and around. Right at the very edge of Pennsylvania, we did, it was at night, of course, and we did hit a couple of patches where there were signs stating watch for falling rocks, and that was something else. And I have returned. But yeah, it was kind of hairy there with the falling rocks signs the next 3 miles, and being in the dark with a convoy of semi trucks right next to you rumbling along just really made me wonder when this rock was going to end up falling. But no falling rocks. No falling rocks. That was a good thing. But I got there, left here about 11 o'clock, got there about midnight. So it was a good 13-hour trip. We did stop a couple times to fuel up and not only our vehicles, but also fuel up ourselves and stretch our legs and whatnot. But we got there, and the next day we went to Asbury Park to the comic convention, walked around there. The architecture on the convention hall was just amazing, just all the different little things. There were ships and mermaids and fish and sharks and other aquatic themed things, because the convention hall sat right on the beach right there in Asbury Park. It did sustain some major damage from Superstorm Sandy. And the comic book convention was the last event that was going to be held at the convention hall. As of today, April 1st, they aren't going to do anything until the city discusses what they're going to do with the property, whether or not they're going to renovate it and fix it, or whether they're just going to rip it down and build a new facility, which I'm really hoping that the city decides to save its heritage and rebuild this classic building from the early 20th century. Maybe if there's any way that they could just get the money together to restore it back to its former glory, because it was just an amazing thing. But yeah, it was just hoping that they would just rebuild it. We're so lost as far as architecture these days that we would rather tear down something that's super old and not try to preserve it, you know. And the Asbury Park Convention Hall is one of those monuments of the yesteryear, back when the, you know, boardwalk was really in its heyday. Just a beautiful, beautiful structure, and I really hope that the city sees it that way. And even though the expense might be a little bit greater than to tear it down and build a new facility, that they would decide that no, we want to preserve our heritage and restore that thing. You know, obviously it needs to be updated and you know, brought up to current building codes and whatnot. But hey, I'm sure they could get an architect in there to figure it all out and not only bring it back to its former glory, but also update it to today by adding, you know, central air and whatever else they need to add to it to just bring it into the 21st century. But yeah, it was a good time. I met Bob Camp. I wanted to meet Bob Camp, who is the creator of Ren and Stimpy. Little known fact that when he first started getting into the business of comic books and whatnot, he was real destitute. So he worked for Marvel for a time and did some comic book covers. One of those series happened to be The Nom, which was a comic book series that I collected back in the late 80s. I have several Bob Camp covers. I'm missing like one or two issues that he actually drew a cover for, but I showed up and had him sign the very first cover that he did for The Nom. It was issue 14, and he was rather surprised to see it. I know that he was shocked because everybody else was bringing him Ren and Stimpy memorabilia from comic books, and somebody had a boxed Stimpy. It was a boxed Ren, talking Ren. Somebody had a Stimpy with a Muddy Mudskipper outfit on. But yeah, he I guess I stood out from the crowd because I had shared with him something that he had done before Ren and Stimpy ever came into existence, let alone came into popularity. So I think he was pleasantly surprised, and it was kind of neat to meet him. Real personable guy, really nice. He did have some original animation cells from the Ren and Stimpy show that he was selling. He was also offering pencil sketches for $50 or a pen and ink, a pencil and ink drawing for $100. It would be worth it because it would be an original Bob Camp, which is nice. But I just wanted him to sign the comic book. Jay Lynch was there. He was the co-creator of the Wacky Packages and Garbage Pail Kids. I believe that he was the one that created the critically acclaimed Mouse comic book series. So that was interesting to see him. Al Jaffe was there, 92-year-old Al Jaffe was there. I didn't get a chance to meet him because people were crowding around him. I wasn't sure what he was charging for autographs, but that was neither here nor there. I did meet Brian O'Halloran. He was Dante Hicks in the original Clerks and Clerks 2, and he was one of Dante's cousins and just about all of the Kevin Smith movies revolving around the View Askew universe, you know, which includes Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, Mallrats, Dogma, you know, all that stuff that has to do with Jay and Silent Bob. I believe he was Dante or one of Dante's cousins. You know, Grant Hicks, and I think he was Brian Hicks in one of them. But met him. He signed a photo for me. I had to pay for that one, which, thinking back, I was like, maybe I shouldn't have paid $25 for his autograph. But, you know, it's an original. I didn't have him sign it to anybody, because if I do decide to sell it down the road, then I can sell it more easily because there's no name attached to it. I learned that from Pawn Stars and American Pickers and Antiques Roadshow, that if you do get an autograph from somebody, don't have it personalized, because it's hard. If you need to sell it down the road, it's hard to sell it with a personalization to it. So I did do that. My son got to meet Ming Chen and get his picture taken at the comic book convention with Ming. So he was really excited for that, and that was one of his goals. And the other goal was to meet and get his picture taken with Walt Flanagan, and we did that. We went to Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash in Red Bank, New Jersey, and had a good time there. Walt's just a really down-to-earth kind of guy, kind of, I don't want to say, like, real crotchety, but he's, you know, kind of, it's just a regular Joe. He's not really letting the Comic Book Men series go to his head at all. He's just a real down-to-earth kind of guy, kind of, you know, hey, I'm just working at a comic book store kind of deal. So it was neat to meet him, and I had a conversation with him, talked to him a little bit, so that was kind of cool. I did make it out to the Quick Stop Groceries and RST Video and got pictures there, and I did go into the Quick Stop and bought a Gatorade. For those of you that have seen the Clerks movies, you'll know how much Gatorade plays into that movie. So that was fun. I did meet my friend Neil. I've been conversing back and forth with him on the internet since 2006, and we just hit it off like, you know, like friends. You know, it wasn't a situation where, and my wife said too, that was a good thing that didn't happen, where you have a friendship with somebody on the internet, and then when you actually meet them in person, you find out that they're totally different from what you think of them to be. You made it out to be something other than what it was, and it wasn't the case with Neil. Neil's a great guy, and we had some good conversations, and the only regret that I have is that we don't live closer. He lives in Pennsylvania, I live in Michigan, and it's just kind of hard. The drive to his house, I think, is like 15 hours, so it'd be even longer to go to his home than it was to drive to New Jersey. But I was thinking that sometime in the future, not like right now, but sometime in the future, we can plan a trip that we can meet like halfway. You know, it'd be like 5 or 6 hours from my house, 5 or 6 hours from his house, and we could meet there and go hiking and biking or whatever, and just have a good time there. So that's something we can figure out for the future for sure. But a good time had by all. My son had a great time. I think this is a trip that he'll remember for the rest of his life. Something that he'll be able to share with his kids and his friends for years to come. And I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful that we were able to get out there and get home safely. My only regret, I guess, is that my wife wasn't able to come. Our youngest had tubes put in his ears and had his tonsils adenoids out, so he had to stay in the area in case those bled. You know, then he could go right to the hospital and they could take care of it. So my wife had to be alone with him for the weekend, which it's kind of unfortunate, but maybe sometime in the future we'll be able to take a trip. Not sure if we'll be able to go out to New Jersey again, because that was a long, 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 long car ride, like I said at the beginning of the podcast. But it was a good time. It was a good adventure. That was the longest road trip I've ever driven, and also the longest road trip I've ever driven by myself. I didn't have somebody that, you know, we stop at the first stop, and then we could switch off. It was me driving all the way to New Jersey and all the way home. And thankful, I think the angels were with me to keep me awake during that entire trip. So I'm very thankful for that. So I'm just going to go ahead and end this podcast. I will definitely come up with some more interesting to talk about than the Asbury Comic Convention for sure. Maybe I'll talk a little bit more about my relationship with Neil and share some of the conversations that we had together. But hey, check me out on my blog. It's www.mattiestribe.wordpress.com. or go to my website, www.iweighedmorethanjared.com. And until next week, this is Matty V, and we'll catch you next time on the Fat and Give America Audio Podcast.